Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU field crop pathologist Martin Chilvers discussing tar spot in corn. Tar spot is a disease that appears as raised black spots on corn leaves that looks like tar has been spattered on them. It was first observed in Michigan in 2017 in Allegan County in a field that saw a 40 bushel per acre loss due to the disease. It blew up in 2018 to epidemic proportions and was confirmed in 27 counties in western Michigan and across the upper Midwest. Much of Dr. Chilvers' work so far has been focused on identifying resistant hybrids, effective fungicides, and determining the timing of infection and the best time to spray. Corn as small as V3 was found last year with lesions from the pathogen, but typically symptoms haven't shown up until later in July. Once symptoms were found, however, the disease progressed rapidly with total plant death in as little as 1 month. Corn will lodge in heavily infested fields, and other opportunistic diseases like anthracnose will come in and take advantage of the weakened plants to make matters worse. Martin said that fungicide applications of a premix of a strobilurin and a triazole etacillin provided the best protection in a trial last year. Scouting will be critical both earlier in the season to look for initial symptoms and later in the season in infected fields to know if disease severity will require an early harvest before plants lodge. If you identify tar spot this year, please contact the Extension office so we can track spread and progression of the disease. The weather outlook was presented by State Ag Climatologist Jeff Andreessen. The report for June was unfortunately more bad news, but he indicated that warmer and drier weather is on the way at the end of June and into July. Temperatures this past week were 5 to 7 degrees below normal, and 82 degrees has been the high so far this season in Lansing. The solar radiation frequency from April through June has been the lowest it has been in the last 20 years with unusually cloudy conditions. That all translates into low evapotranspiration rates, which has not been good with all the soils we've wanted to dry out this spring. Rainfall this past week averaged 2 to 3 inches, with isolated pockets in St. Joseph and Kalamazoo counties recording as high as 5.3 inches. The precipitation forecast through next Thursday calls for an additional 1.5 to 2.5 inches, most of that falling between Saturday and Tuesday. The 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day outlooks, however, are calling for warmer than normal temperatures with normal to below normal precipitation. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. Podcasts will also be available. That website again is www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where irrigation specialists Steve Miller and Lyndon Kelly will talk about irrigation scheduling. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.